Everyone knows who Bob Bramley is, a young 16-year-old at the time who flew around Australia, raising funds and awareness for Beyond Blue and in particular youth mental health, and was featured on the Australian Story on ABC television on Monday night. Documentary's also been made about it called Surviving Turbulence, which was the name of Bob's campaign, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Bob.
G'day, Martin. How's it going?
Yeah, good. We haven't spoken not long after you got back in Tasmania, but the documentary on Monday night I thought was fantastic. What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I was, I was a bit worried going into it. I hadn't seen it, and I was, a bit unsure what to expect, and, it was beyond what I could have expected, so I thought it was brilliant.
And it really pushed home the whole point of your trip to raise money and awareness for mental health issues. It spoke a fair bit about that. Lachlan Bennett, who directed the documentary, was very, almost as passionate as you about the issue, I think, as well, and that really came through in the program on Monday night.
Yeah, it was really great to have a whole team of people working around it, with both Lachlan Bennett, local journalist down here with the ABC, who was one of the co-producers of the program, who I've been working with since 2018, and Vanessa Gorman from the ABC up in Sydney as well, an Australian Stories team. So it's been brilliant to be able to work with a group of people that have all shared the common goal to be sharing this message, and to be able to share the interviews live on national TV with people like Deborah Brumby, a mother from Perth who'd lost her son at age 13. It was really amazing to see it all come together and all work out.
Well, they actually featured her in part of the program, and that was the real, that's what brought it home for me, hearing from a mother who had lost a young son to suicide.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Featuring the small interview that Lachlan did with her in Perth when I was there on the trip, it was... hearing her story at the time really brought it all home for me. And hearing it again on Monday night, even knowing the story and having an idea of the background of it, it still was enough to almost bring me to tears.
Yeah, and I know what motivated you was the fact you had two people close to you that were contemplating suicide. Thankfully, it didn't happen. But in the program on Monday night, you went into a little bit more specific details about how one was a close friend, and you spoke to you tracked down the father of another one in Queensland or somewhere, and that just shows how important the whole thing was for you as well.
Exactly, and I mean, not only that, not only do I look at the situations that I was put in while trying to help my friends there, one who was local here on the northwest coast and one up in Queensland, but I also sort of go into a bit more detail about how my mental health was affected with the effects of coronavirus and year 12 and everything going on last year as well.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because I thought that was also a very poignant part of the documentary, and I wanted to expand on that a little bit. As we know, your aim was to become a commercial pilot eventually, and what happened last year, of course, was that the pandemic brought the airline industry to its knees. You had also a number of speaking engagements booked around the country to go and talk about Beyond Blue and youth mental health issues, and all that was put on hold as well. And ironically, you found yourself, going through, mental health issues as a result of that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, at the start of last year, I was going into year 12. I was fairly well set, and I was looking towards what I was going to do this year and where I was going to continue my career in aviation. And at the time, prior to the pandemic kicking off, I decided that the Royal Australian Air Force was the way that I wanted to go and to be able to give back more to my country that's already given so much to me. And so from there, when everything hit off with coronavirus, it brought everything else, every other opportunity, not only for myself, but for surviving turbulence to a stop. So, March came along and, the opportunity to be going and giving presentations and sharing my story to, lots of people, just almost overnight, all came to a standstill. It all stopped. And that was incredibly challenging for me because it also meant that now I've got to set my goals. I've got to be working towards completing year 12 under a much more stressful environment as well.
Yeah, I mean, you literally went from a very high to a low almost.
Exactly. I mean, and we look at that a bit as well, as in it's, I went from, going out and doing this trip around Australia and, being greeted by people at airports all around the country to being thrown back into normal life and then not soon afterwards being thrown into the pandemic. It's, yeah, it really did go from one extreme to another for me, and it made its mark on me.
And what got you through it was your friends, and again, this is what we want to encourage, you know, young people with mental health issues to talk about them with their friends, with their family, with a teacher, with a counsellor, whatever the case may be, and your friends really helped you, didn't they?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and what it came to for me was, yeah, I was starting to go through some really rough time, and was sort of disconnecting myself from a number of the people around me. And what it came to in the end was one of my best mates, Latham, walking into the aisle that I was working in at Coles and seeing just how miserable I was. And, yeah, him and my other best mate, Sam, you know, got around me and, you know, organised a couple of events and whatnot and got me back out and got me doing things again, which, you know, really helped me in the long run.
And it's great that you can talk about this. I mean, in my generation, we didn't talk about mental health issues at all, but you're quite open about this, and we need to have that sort of thing going on. And also with parents and grandparents who are listening, if they suspect that something's not right with a child or a grandchild, it's okay to ask if you're okay.
Exactly, and that's not just for children as well. That also reaches out to, you know, the whole community. If something's wrong, reach out to, if you think something's wrong with a friend or a work colleague or a family member, reach out and ask them if they're okay. And it's okay to ask, and it's okay for something not to be right. You know, if you broke a leg, you'd go to a doctor, you get it fixed. So if something else is going on inside your head, inside your mental health, why wouldn't we go and get that fixed as well?
Yeah, look, I think the views about talking about mental health are changing, you know, in a rapid way, and you can claim part of the thing behind that, because, Bob, what you've done has been fantastic. If anyone that hasn't seen the Australian Story on Monday night, it's still available on ABC iView. I would recommend people go and have a look at it. But well done on the whole thing, Bob, and I hope you go well with your potential Air Force career.
No, well, thank you very much. And that Australian Story will be rerunning tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Okay, good.
On the ABC, and it'll also have a rerun again on Saturday. But it is available all the time on ABC's iView.
Terrific, Bob. Thanks for your time.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, mate. Cheers.
Bob Bramley, who did such a fantastic job, as we know. Now, if this discussion has raised issues for you or anyone you know, you can always ring Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636.